Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
For today's episode, we are going to talk about how to introduce your newborn baby to your pet.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Ray. It's been a while.
I know, it's been so long.
I noticed something different about you today.
We have a little guy joining us.
Right? For the podcast. A little cutie sleeping. He's too shy to show his face. He's like, I'm just gonna lay here.
Yes, you're chilling.
It's a real baby, you guys. It's not fake.
It's not props.
But anyways, I know it's, you know, a few months since I've seen you, and you now have a little baby. Like, I'm sure that experience, you have a lot to kind of share with us, because not only do you have a baby, but you have two lovely cats.
Yes. Penny, I have to tell you, there's one thing I didn't do right, is to prepare my cats before the baby is born.
Oh, man. Okay, when you say prepare, like, what do you mean by that?
Like, you know, when I start sitting on the nursery, everything has been moving, and there we add like new furniture and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was afraid that the cat is gonna make the room dirty, so I locked them from the nursery, and they didn't really get used to in that space, because that thing has been like a new world for them, and they feel their world has been shaken.
Wow. So basically, there's two things you have to think about. You have to think about how will your cat react, and how will that affect your baby as well.
Yes.
So maybe share, like, how did you find that balance?
So like I said, right, I didn't prepare anything before he's here, but when he is born, I asked my husband to start bringing some of his clothes back to home, and to put those, you know, like little hat in the cat tree or in their backpack, so he can start getting used to the baby scent before we actually bring the baby home. And at first, my husband told me they actually hate the scent, like, because he put a little blanket on top of the cat tree, and both cats think the cat tree has been
invaded.
Yes.
Wow.
They don't know what to do with the blanket because the smell is so foreign to them. And I guess the other thing is that you also have to understand your pet. You have to understand their behavior, like why they act the way they are.
So can you kind of explain, like, Bagel and Latte's, like, personality and behavior? Like, kind of get into that a little bit, just so we can kind of get context to, like, you know, maybe why they react the way they do.
So before, you know, baby is born, we already know Latte hate babies. He doesn't like babies crying sound, because it happened to us one day when we were walking to the park, and then there's a baby start crying. He looked terrified. Like, he doesn't like the noise. He just, like, start running away from, you know, the sound of it. So we know, like, Latte doesn't like the baby crying. And so we are focusing on Latte so much. I have been playing baby crying sound next to Latte daily. So he can kind of get used to that crying sound. And I actually forgot that Bagel is also, he has his own little issues. He is very territorial, and that's something we forgot. So when we start bringing, like, the new car seat or new stroller, he doesn't know that it's not his. He still thinks, oh, it's my toy. So he would want to jump inside, you know, to either lay in there or play inside. We will try to get him away from it, because we don't want the cares over, you know, the new strollers. And that kind of make him mad. So he will start, you know, having like a grumpy days that he would refuse to play with us. And at first, we didn't really think it's such a big deal until we bring back the babies. Guess what Bagel did?
What did he do?
He peed on the car seat the moment baby is not in there, because he wants to show that I own the house.
Yeah. So let's pause right there. Like, as like a pet owner and a mother, you know, how would you think most people would react to that? And, like, how did you react to that?
I was too tired to react, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I was really mad because, you know, with a newborn baby, it's already very tiresome.
Yeah.
And that cat is trying to mark his territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's adding our stress, but at the same time, it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how they behave. And it's, I feel it's my fault that I didn't introduce them properly because I, like I say, I didn't do the preparation mm-hmm. at the beginnings. And then I only do 3 days for them to get the scent.
So if you could do it differently, like what would you recommend if anyone's about to have a baby and has pets at home, whether it's cats or dogs, like what would your advice be and for the preparation?
I think like pet understanding, I think I will probably talk to them more. I kind of like, you know, when you have toddler in the house mm-hmm. and then you have newborn, you will want to talk to your toddler like mm-hmm. hey, you know, we're gonna have a newcomers, you're gonna have a new baby in the house, like kind of let them know, you know, there's gonna be a change. And then we'll definitely then go explore in the nursery so they know, you know, like there's things been changing in the house, they kind of have to get used to it
mm-hmm.
And then I will also take them out more because I think ever since I got into the later pregnancy time, I stopped taking them out.
Mm-hmm.
They've been locked inside the house with me
mm-hmm.
for most of time. So all those energy has been built up, you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't know why is that. Mm-hmm. And also it's winter time, right?
Yeah. For the introductory aspect, like how far in advance should you start preparing, would you say?
I would say right after the baby is born, like you should have some family member to bring back the baby scent.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that is like when you start.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be naive. Like mm-hmm. bring back your newborn baby for the first time mm-hmm. and then show your dog or cats and then wish they're gonna love your babies. It can be, if you're lucky, maybe, you know, it can be good experience for you, but most of the time animals are not gonna react like that because they feel this is their home. They come here first. And now you're bringing a stranger.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, especially like with cats, I feel like they're a little bit more sensitive, right? Like my cousin, I see her dog and her dog is just kind of like whatever, you know?
Yes.
But I think cats just are a little bit more sensitive.
So I actually have a nurse and she told me she has two cats. And when she has her firstborn, she almost get rid of her cat.
Oh, wow.
And the reason is because first she didn't know she had to do the introduction to the mm-hmm. pet. She just go home with a baby. And two cats saw the baby and she was afraid that the cat is going to attack the baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the cat getting close to the baby, she will react.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cat will get angry.
Mm-hmm.
So she start marking around the house.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Everywhere. Like, not just the floor, the wall, even the couch. And then it will scratch your couch. Because there's one way to show that this is my house, this is my land, you know, this is my territory. And that's why she was like, I need to get rid of my cat. But then, as a pet owner, you know, your pet is your fur baby.
Yeah.
So when she come to send to it, she's like, no, I cannot give up my pet. I have to try my best to, you know, try to see how I can do that. So she actually consult to her vet for advice, like how do I survive with my baby with two cats? And it's how, like, the vet tell her, you, because you didn't do the introduction correctly, then you have to suffer them first.
I see.
Don't let the baby see the cat. Don't let the cat see baby. Kind of like, you know, how you introduce new pet to
mm-hmm.
another pet.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you did not prepare in advance before you bring your baby home, I think that's a method, like
yes.
kind of just separate in different rooms until you can get them used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never too late, I'd say.
Yes.
But just think about that interaction, right? Like just kind of be a little bit more mindful about it just so like, you know, you don't feel like you won't have as much of a terrible time with
yes.
trying to introduce your baby to your pets.
Yeah, I cannot imagine cleaning couch every day.
Yeah, you might not even need to clean. You might have to toss it.
I know. So the nurse was nice enough telling us, like, hey, you should bring one of the hospital blinking bag.
Yeah.
Because there's the one that we have been wrapping the baby, so it trapped the scent the most.
Yeah.
And there's the one that I put on the cat trees. And that's also the reason why they feel their cat tree is invaded, because the scent is stronger.
Yeah.
Compared to like the little hat or little socks.
Yeah, maybe putting on a cat tree wasn't a good idea. Maybe like maybe leaving in normal places in the house, you know? Like maybe your couch or, you know, like...
Yeah, so first I wanted to do that, but then I was also thinking I'm going to go back home in 2 days.
Yeah.
So they have to get sent.
Yeah.
Used to, right? I don't have like, you know, one
right
week.
Away. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Technically, you can just try to leave a bunch of items all over the house.
Yes.
Because your cats travel everywhere, you know?
But I have to tell you, animals are smart. When you start buying new things and then you don't let them touch those items, they know something's going on.
Yeah, they want to mark it. They're like, what is this?
So that's why I meant like, you know, I wish I can do preparation, you know, earlier. Maybe talk to them more.
Yeah.
Treat them, you know, like our kids.
Yeah, like give them a little bit more attention before you went into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another thing I learned, you know, during my whole experience is also you have to give them space. Like right now, my cats and my baby, they are still strangers. And I'm totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And now trying to force my cats to love my baby right away, you know, kind of like the Instagram moment people yeah. want to film.
Yeah.
Like, the cat is sleeping next to my baby. Yeah. It's actually dangerous if you force them to do that.
Yeah, gotta let them kind of ease into it themselves. Yes. I mean, it's the same for pet with pet too, right? Not just pet with baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, me having multiple pets, like, it's the same thing. Like, you cannot just force another dog to
yes.
get along with another dog. Like, my mom's dog and my dog will not get along no matter what. But, like, you know, you just gotta let them do their own thing. And they show love in a certain way.
Yes.
Depending on their personality and stuff like that. So, I can see, like, no... Like, your baby, I was about to say your baby's name, oops. But, like, your baby probably, you know, he just wants to cry, eat, sleep, you know? Like,
yes.
Like, he doesn't know how to interact with your cats, so.
Yes, and like I said, right, Latte doesn't like crying. But I do think, like, because I know he doesn't like the baby cry, I've been playing the baby's crying sound for a while to him. So when he actually cry, he doesn't mm-hmm. react as crazy as before.
Mm-hmm.
He still reacts. He will run away and hide in other rooms. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, since it's been more than a month, he already used to it. He can even sleep next mm-hmm. to him while the baby is crying.
Aww.
Like, not next to him, yeah. Like in the same room.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think your little guy's waking up.
No.
Well, I mean...
No. Oh, no.
It's okay. Maybe let's take a little intermission here. Okay, we're back after Ray has been able to take care of her baby.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys.
This is real life situation of motherhood.
Motherhood.
You can't even take 30 minutes, like, time to yourself.
Yes. Hey, so there's actually another tips that I want to give you guys. Make sure to give yourself a time out. That's very important. If you are so overwhelmed and you know someone who can help you with your baby, call them. Ask them to come to help you. Or if you know, you know, you have friends that are really good with pet, you can also ask them to take your pet away. Because sometimes time out is very important. You don't want your overwhelmed mood, you know, mm-hmm. affect your babies or your pet. And they are not going to understand. They just know why there's so many negative energy around them, and they're gonna react.
Yeah, that balance seems to be kind of something to really think about. Like, and I think that probably causes a lot of stress too, yes. right, for you. Like, you having to spend that time with your baby versus you having to spend time with your pets.
Yes.
Like, I mean, good thing you have people mm-hmm. who are helping you. And so that makes me wonder if I should even be a choice mom, you know, like, I don't have a man, I don't have a baby, you know, but something that I would love to, but I don't know, now you're making me reconsider.
Well, luckily, yeah, like you said, I have my mom been helping me out, but even my cat is still creating all sort of problem with me. Like, for yeah. example, Latte has been peeing around the house
mm-hmm.
and also pooping on the ground to show that he's not happy with the new change. And because baby have taken so much of my time, we haven't been able to properly play with them. So this is also something you have to consider. Like, if you are really good, you know, manage your time, you can probably have less obstacle in your motherhood. But I am so bad with my newborn because I'm first time mom. I really don't know what to expect. But now, since it's almost, you know, 2 months, so I have been able to play with my cats more and also be able to take care of my babies. So Latte has been calmed down a little bit, even though he still had the marking problem. But mm-hmm. it's just a territory thing that I have to try to adjust it. And Bagel so far has been good.
How do you think you can actually fix territorial issue? Like, do you think there's a good way about it, or you're still trying to figure that out, you feel like?
I think first you have to understand your pet really well. Like, you need to know their behavior so you know, like, why he is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
For Bagels, it's mainly territorial. So for me to help Bagel is that I don't shut the door anymore. I let him roam around mm-hmm. in the room inside while I'm watching him, because I still don't want him to get close to my baby. I really don't know if he's gonna, you know, scratching or anything. As long as I in the room, I can supervise with him, then I will let him in the room. And he will just go inside, you know, and try to put all his scent mm-hmm. around his room. So mm-hmm. he feel like he also owns this place now.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that, he haven't been marking. And that's how I fix Bagel. And for Latte, it's a little bit different, because before the baby, he has UTI problems. So mm-hmm. he have been associated his litter box as mm-hmm. a bad experience. So that need to take more time. I have been using treat
mm-hmm.
to encourage him to go to the litter box. That's one way, you know, to encourage the positive feeling. And the other thing is, like I said, right, I have been neglecting Lattes a lot. So my husband has been playing with him more. And so he has been doing this, you know, crazy thing. Now, if you told him that, like, hey, go pee,
mm-hmm.
he will actually go to litter box himself.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just needs encouragement. He want to, you know, get the attention from you. That's why he's doing all those things.
I see.
Inside yeah. the territory.
Seems like Latte is a little bit more needy yes. versus like Bagel is just more about like him being comfortable in that space.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a very interesting to point out, to kind of pay attention to with your own pets, you know, seeing their personality type mm-hmm. and what's more important to them to figure out how to address those issues. Yeah.
Yes. And another tip is hard. Don't yell at them.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to understand. The more you yell at them, the more
frightened or annoyed. Or
yeah, the more annoying things they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. I think pets also look at body language, yes. right? And the volume that you're outputting will definitely like affect that.
Yes.
So I think it's, yeah, patience, observe, and then address it.
Yes. right? It sounds so easy, yeah. right? But it's not.
Yeah. Okay. What would you say is like the best and worst experience so far for you as a mother handling your baby and your pet?
The worst experience is my cats peeing around the house.
Okay. That's, you know, valid.
Because all the family members will get mad, right? It's yeah. very dirty. And especially when you have a newborn baby, you want to keep your house clean, your environment clean.
Yeah.
And while your pet is doing that, you will start making people rethink your life decision. Like my dad
mm-hmm.
was actually saying, see, this is why I say don't have a pet.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you love them so much, you can't give any of them up. You know?
Yes. I don't want to give them up. Yeah. So I have to find a way to cope with them.
Oh, yeah.
And the baby is being fuzzy now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's okay. He's okay. He's settled down.
And the best experience is like, because right now, both cats are getting comfortable with his existence. So they are okay with staying in the same room with him. For example, like, when baby cry right now, Latte doesn't run away anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He will actually want to go pick at him. I see.
Like, oh, why is he doing? Yeah,
why is he doing that? What's up with him?
Yeah.
And earlier, I just told you, right, like, there's one day I was overwhelmed because baby was crying nonstop. I don't know what to do. So I just want to put him down first. And I didn't notice that Bagel was next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I accidentally put the baby on top of my cat. And half of the body was on Bagel's. Usually Bagel would just run away because yeah. he doesn't like people touching him.
Yeah.
unless he want to.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I think he understand, like, he should stay as still as he can.
Yeah, I don't want to mess the baby up.
Yes. So he was actually, you know, just lying there, looking at me angrily, like, why did you do that? But at least he let me finish everything.
Yeah.
Before he decided to leave.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. That's a nice experience.
Yes.
It's kind of like you can tell your cat does have empathy for this little guy, you know, and
yes.
he didn't want to disturb his slumber. But at the same time, he's like, why are you doing this?
I know.
So cute. That's awesome. Well, any other advice you want to give any of our listeners about your baby and your pets? If not, we can wrap it up.
Oh, another tip is, final tips is, I don't assume everything is right.
Oh,
just
wow.
because nothing bad has happened, don't assume everything is in a perfect world situation.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like,
because they might cause the accident when you assume, like, nothing bad is gonna happen, and then you'll start overlook a lot of, you know,
you get too comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be the dangers. For example, like, one of my doctor told me that don't get too comfortable with your cat, with your baby in the same room without you present.
Mm-hmm.
Because your cat might be, you know, gentle with your baby, but maybe they will want to sleep with your baby, but then they are so small, they still cannot, you know, turn themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So why if your cat is on top of your baby, it's going to suffocate the baby.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So that's like one kind of situation that you will want to avoid.
Yeah.
It's not kitty want to hurt your baby. It's just like they didn't know. They probably want to cuddle with your baby.
Yeah, as an accident.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, always just be like attentive, you know, aware of what's happening.
Yes.
And yeah, you know, thank you, Ray, for sharing all that information. We should wrap this up before the baby wakes up again.
Yes.
But again, if you are interested in topics like this, you know, we will go a little bit deeper into pet and pregnancy and, you know, do's and don't do's, right?
Yes.
So stay tuned on our next podcast, and don't forget to check out our website, omnipetclub.com, for any other information that might interest you about pets. And we also have our social media channels for you to follow. So don't forget to check out our Instagram and Facebook, because we update not only just company updates, but some fun stuff that we try to share.
And also please leave us some reviews on the podcast. Yes. So we get to know what you like, and also suggest that any new ideas to us would be perfect.
Yep. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.